In John's Gospel, chapter 10, the beginning, the first 16 verses contain the following God's words, which are read in Jesus' name. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he hath put forth all his own, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Jesus therefore said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. The thief cometh not, but he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, beholdeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf snatcheth them, and scattereth them. He fleeth, because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and mine own know me, even as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock, one shepherd. Amen. These summer services in Pori are nearing their end. The last service day has started, and many have already started their journey back towards home. And many are thinking of traveling back home and maybe are making preparations. Nevertheless, I thought, when I was getting ready for this service turn, that I would want to especially talk to you children, of whom there are many here at summer services. I remember that as a child, it felt bittersweet to have summer services come to an end. So those many things that had been experienced with friends seemed to disappear into the mists of memories, and it felt sad to think that the travel back home was coming. So I would hope that you children would pause for a moment and that you would listen to sermons yet today. Maybe you could ask from Mom and Dad that you could stop rolling your sleeping bag now and you could just pause to listen. Because I thought that when these summer services come to their end, that hopefully summer services really don't end. Because next summer there will be summer services again, and next year they'll be at my hometown in Äänekoski. So, guided by this text, I thought I would lead you to these fields of Limatala, because there at Summer Service Fields, right where the big tent will be next year, there was a certain celebrity who visited there, and several articles were written about this visit in the papers. But these visits were not nice in any way, because this visitor was a wolf. There in the Summer Service Field, there have been sheep grown there for decades. So these have been pastures for sheep for decades, these areas. And there was one pasture right there where the big tent will be, and one summer night, a wolf came to visit the site. And this wolf became a celebrity because this wolf had one of those radio transmitters attached to it. And this wolf had been named, and it could be tracked and followed. But the fact that it was such a beast was a surprise, because as a result of this first visit, the shepherd or the sheep farmer of that village lost a couple of sheep, and the attack of the wolf was so vicious that it savagely mutilated several of the sheep, so that some of them had to be then slaughtered later on. So a wolf is a dangerous beast when it gets to a pasture of the sheep. And people at Jesus' time knew this as well. Shepherds who raised the sheep, and a wolf was a familiar beast to them. And this story that we heard was a teaching to the people of that time. And like usual, Jesus chose topics that were familiar to people of that time, so that it would be easy for people to understand and follow, that people could understand the teaching that Jesus wanted to deliver. In Limatala, it became very evident that a wolf is a dangerous beast when it gets to sheep. So hunters became to help the farmer, and they tried to catch this wolf, but they could not receive the tracking information fast enough. It came after a week, so they could not reach this wolf. And what was even more surprising was that when this sheep farmer reacted to the visit and took the sheep indoors to his barn, this place is only 300 meters from the site of the big tent for next year. And he created this protective fence by pallets. So the sheep were in this big hall and had a fence protecting them. But the fact that the wolf had already destroyed 20 sheep was not sufficient. The wolf came again in a couple weeks. It jumped indoors, inside the barn or in the hall, and did its damage there. For many summers, we've held sheep that we've bought from that particular sheep farm. And that summer, we had sheep as well. They were in our yard, 30 kilometers from this site. So they were saved. But when we went to return our sheep to this sheep farmer, something happened to me that brought my thoughts to this text that Jesus spoke to his disciples as a parable. Because when we brought these sheep into this hall, the people who cared for these sheep had prepared a place for them so that they would get used to the flock again. There was another separate pen that had five sheep in it. And these five sheep looked a little different. One One had a crooked neck and head. Another one stood with three legs only. One front leg was bandaged and upraised. One was halfway laying down, leaning onto a hay bale. And then the owner there told us that these sheep were such that that had endured the wolf's attack. These sheep had not died, but they had been wounded. And the wife of the farmer there tried to care for these sheep. And that moved me, this caretaking. That these sheep that were wounded by the wolf received. And our text spoke of a good shepherd. And I could watch there in today's life, in current day life, how a good shepherd works. One of these sheep wounded by the wolf could not chew his own food. So the wife of the farmer had prepared this soft porridge for this sheep. One was medicated by medication from the vet. And one had this cast bandage because the wolf had bitten the leg. So in this kingdom, we have today such a shepherd that he cares for us if we've been wounded. On Thursday already at services, a brother here reminisced and read from the Old Testament about the properties of a shepherd. And it said how the true shepherd seeks for the lost one and feeds the malnourished or the weak one. So this is the type of a kingdom that we can live in. On the other hand, this what happened at the sheep farm in Limatala, that even though we are within this pasture, we're not always secure, that the wolf had been able to jump over the fence and grab two adult sheep with it. So even though we live in God's kingdom with believers, it is not always a sufficient shield that the enemy could not do damage. The enemy enters God's kingdom. So the Bible teaches about this with other examples as well. Jesus gave this example of weeds, how there are also weeds growing in the field. And the disciples wondered that shouldn't a farmer be sent to pluck those weeds out. But Jesus said, don't do that, because the farmer could at the same time destroy good grain at the same time. Jesus spoke of God's kingdom, how it is like a net, like a fish net that is pulled ashore on the last day, and it gathered all kinds of fish, good fish, but also bad fish that was rotten. So do not these things teach us that even though we live in the unity of God's kingdom, it does not make us righteous, but only this, that we have faith in our hearts, this faith given by God that we can own through the gospel. So I would want to remind you, children and youth, of this especially, that the fact of walking with believers does not make us believers. That we come to services when services are arranged does not make us believers, unless the Spirit of God lives in our own hearts. So in this text, Jesus repeated several times that the sheep can hear his voice and that they follow the shepherd. So I would think this is the pivotal thing, the important thing, that we have this will in our hearts to follow the voice of God and the will of God. From the Old Testament comes to mind the book of prophet Malachi, where God rebukes his own people because they have rejected his will. So God gave very clear instructions of the people of the Old Testament how the worship should be conducted, how the sacrificial worship should be done. And the people of Israel outwardly obeyed and followed this. But God did not look at their worship as good. And it is an interesting discussion between God and the people, where the people are as if they're surprised or wondering, like, what have we done? Where have we gone wrong? But then God shows them that these sacrifices that they brought, that they had been incorrect, because God had given very clear instructions what these sacrificial animals have to be like. They have to be flawless and healthy, but these people had been greedy and they had selected animals, had chosen animals that did not, they had chosen weak and sick animals, animals that seemed not to benefit their owners, because they wouldn't grow the flock and be financially beneficial. So they had selected the sick ones. And such is a person, a human being. We have the same danger, that we start to adjust or modify God's will according to our own wants and needs. So we kind of take some pointers from here and there, but we change the details so that they fit our own will, that they're suitable for what we want. And God was not satisfied when people had done these type of choices, and he gave this very stern verdict, and he said, "You are cursed," in the Old Testament. But then came this part that unites the thought of the book of Malachi to this, what we read, and also the story from the story from Limatala, from that sheep farm, where the wife of this farmer was taking care of sheep. God says, "Turn to me, and I want to turn to you." So God does not forsake us, even if we have broken his will. God is ready to be merciful. And like another book in the Old Testament said, that I want to seek the lost ones and I want to bandage a broken leg. In our endeavor, we will make mistakes. We will fail. But even though we are rebuked for these and we're reminded of these, God's mind towards us is merciful. The mind of a good shepherd, such that it wants to give us security, wants to care for us, and wants to nourish us. So in this text, Jesus specifically spoke of the gate going into the sheepfold. He said, "He is the gate," or "He is the door that is opened by the guard of the door." So even for this day, there are two important things here. First of all, there is someone at the gate, someone guarding the gate. So, called by God, us children of God are doing this duty. These summer services are such. Us children of God, we call all people into this house, into the fold of the sheep. But we do not call these people to come and be buddies for us and to own something that is ours, but we call these people, all the people, to own the care of this good shepherd, Jesus Christ, and his work of reconciliation, and this gospel of forgiveness, which gets its strength from this, that Jesus died on the cross because of our sins. And this, that we live in the unity of God's kingdom, is not sufficient, and is not sufficient. But God's kingdom is important, because there is the word of forgiveness. So there is that gospel that makes us alive, and that cares for the life that it creates. So today, on the last day of summer services, this gate can be opened. And we have not lost the key. So if there is a sinful person who wants to own this grace, this person, us doorkeepers, want to open this door that is Jesus Christ. He shows his work of reconciliation as forgiveness of sins. And we can proclaim the forgiveness of sins in his name and his blood. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. Jesus repeated this in his text several times. So I still thought of you, you young one, or a child listening to this sermon. From my heart, I hope that you too would get to know the Good Shepherd personally. It is important that you have believing friends, and maybe you learn to go to church or services with your family, and that is valuable and it has meaning. But especially important is that you personally learn to know the voice of the Good Shepherd, that from your heart can be found this living faith that is cared for in this kingdom of God, that you learn to live off the gospel, and that you learn to ask for forgiveness, and you learn to forgive. It is not just meant for adults, that if you know that you've gone wrong and there's sin, that you learn to ask for forgiveness. So when the strength of faith gets weaker, we can ask forgiveness. When you sit at services listening, the words of all the speakers are equally designated to you, a child, as they are to adults. These words are for all of us. And when you have to think of matters in your life, how do I choose here? What kind of a road do I take here? Then this knowing of the Good Shepherd becomes very concrete. Then one needs to think that, is this solution, is this decision something that supports my faith life? Is this something that keeps me close to the Good Shepherd? This text of the sheepfold also showed that in the care of the Good Shepherd, we will remain as his sheep. So the visit of this wolf in the sheepfold depicts this, that when the wolf jumped over the fence into the hall, maybe the sheep nearest were the target of this attack, and for all of us in the kingdom of God, it pays to think in this way, that it is safe to live in the middle of the flock. That if we all the time start to walk around the rim, close to the fence, thinking that where could we stretch the border of the teaching and the doctrine of God's kingdom, and the line and the style in which us believers are used to approaching things, if we start to think that if I do a little differently here, would it still be fine for me? Would it still be possible? That could be a dangerous road for us. For the wolf is lurking there, close to the fence. But if we're in the middle of the flock, we do find security there. There was a good teaching of this once in a discussion we had in Äänekoski. A brother told an experience how in the different phases of the heresy in the past years he had pondered that how should I act in this here? What way is the right way? Whose group should I belong to? But then he had found security by thinking that it doesn't pay to be in either extreme. That it would be good to stay in the middle of the flock here, and then God can show in his time the right way and the place of God's kingdom. And in this way, this person had been protected in faith. So this is a timely and a good piece of advice to all of us at all times, that we would remain in these old and familiar. Maybe someone would think that old-fashioned thoughts, but we would stay with them. God's word is very conservative. The core message has not changed, and it will not change. And we can stick to this familiar and safe teaching. And it is good for us to remember that the Good Shepherd is ready to lay down its life for the sheep. So we do not need to survive these dangerous situations ourselves. We don't have to come up with solutions to all difficult problems. So especially to you, children and youth, I'd want to say that it pays to ask bravely and to discuss. These discussions regarding difficult matters may not be easy, but they're very useful. Us adults are good. It's good to remind us adults that we should have courage to listen to these discussions and to answer these questions. And also good to admit when we cannot answer, and then we can seek for other discussion companions. Not so that we already decide an answer while we ask, and then we seek for someone to answer the way we want to, but that we would hope to get an answer according to God's will. And as adults especially, we should try to support our youth in this, that we would have the courage to wage these discussions that are important for them. We have such a shepherd who has put his life at risk, who has laid down his life. So he will give that wisdom and that answer when we request for that from God. But even more importantly, when this good shepherd has laid down his life on our behalf, he has, through his death, reconciled our sins and has created a pathway for us to heaven, so that it is ready and we can find security in our faith in that redemption and in that salvation that he has prepared. and believe sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And this gospel is not only for us, it is for all the people. And as I said earlier, this gate is open today as well, inviting for, it is for all service guests. It is for anyone listening to these services online or on the radio. And if you feel in your heart this yearning for grace of God in your heart, you can believe your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you can start to follow this good shepherd, and you can come to participants of God's kingdom, where you will receive care. For every sheep needs this nourishment and this protection, and God wants to give it in this kingdom. But then Jesus still reminds us in this text. He says, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, also them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock, one shepherd." And somewhat bashfully, in front of this word, I say that today's God's children, we cannot know all those things that are God's will and what is His road and where all these sheep are. From the experience we've had from past years, we know that our proclamation has been spread to surprising places. The flagpoles here at service site are a testimony to this. But then the flood of refugees from past years is one thing that could relate to this thought in the last verse, that God has sent people to move back and forth to different places on earth so that God could still guide these other sheep He has to the living Word, to find the perfect forgiveness, the grace of God and the kingdom of God. Therefore, we have to be brave in these days to offer this treasure that we have in our hearts to all the people. God has the possibility, He has the means to open the doors in our hearts so that we can cross all language barriers and we can convey the message to all who yearn for it in their hearts. So let God give us strength and courage to confess our faith and to proclaim this call of God so that every sheep could come and enter this sheepfold and could live here in the care of the Good Shepherd. In this way, we can remain encouraged by this word, rejoicingly believing our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And to my own portion, I want to ask, can I believe my own sins and temptations forgiven? I have the will of my heart to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.